When Food is Love by Janine Roth, read by the author. When I was 11, I began dieting, and for the next 17 years, I spent the largest part of every day thinking about what I wanted to eat that I shouldn't. As I began spinning a world in which there were only two players, food and me, my capacity to be affected by other people diminished greatly. By the time I was 28, nothing mattered to me except being thin. After I reached my natural weight and stayed there, I discovered it wasn't being thin I wanted, it was getting thin. As long as my attention was consumed by what I ate and what my life would be like when I finally lost the weight, I could not be deeply hurt by another person. My obsession with weight was more dramatic than anything that happened between me and a friend or lover. When I did feel rejected by someone, I reasoned that she or he was rejecting my body, not me, and that when I got thin, things would be different. I thought I wanted to be thin. I discovered that what I wanted was to be invulnerable. Then I met Matt. After the initial bliss of falling in love, I discovered I didn't know how to engage myself deeply with a person, only with food. I am speaking of intimacy, of surrender, trust, and a willingness to face, rather than run from, the worst of myself. The wonderful thing about food is that it doesn't leave, talk back, or have a mind of its own. The difficult thing about people is that they do. Food was my lover for 17 years and demanded nothing of me, which was exactly the way I wanted it. During the first 2 years I spent with Matt, I found myself struggling with the same patterns I thought I had resolved years before with my eating. Worse, I felt like a child again, reacting to the long-forgotten fears of being left, being unloved, being crazy. As I struggled on a daily basis to bring myself to the present moment and remind myself that I was 35, not 5, and this was Matt, not my mother or father, I was struck by the similarity.